You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good afternoon or good evening, ladies and gentlemen, depending upon which coast or where in between you happen to be. First, I want to remind you, and I've looked at it this time. It is magnificent. I am really proud of Dave, who put all this together. We now have a website, and I'm going to give you the internet address for that website right now, ladies and gentlemen. And you can get on your computer and go take a look at it. It is, it's just great. It has some fantastic links and will help you learn about low power radio transmitting, how to become an affiliate of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, how to set up your own low power FM station or AM station, should you so desire, and a whole bunch of other things. I mean, it is truly an amazing website. And here's the address, http://, and yesterday I said backslash. I have been corrected and have been told that it is a forward slash. And I got to tell you the truth, folks, looking at both of them, I can't tell which one's forward and which one's back. So anyway, http://// www.telepath.com/BELIEVER. That's http://// www.telepath.com/believer. One more time, just in case you didn't get it. Here we go. http://// www.telepath.com/BELIEVER. That's http://www.telepath.com/believer. Of the great work would not happen in their lifetime. But after they died, they would come back reincarnated, remembering everything, and eventually would realize the fruits of their labors. We continue with part two of Adam Weishaupt's Order of the Illuminati. Thank you. gentlemen, from the start, the Illuminist Socialist Communist conspiracy has been truly international. From time to time, its leadership has been shifted from one country to another. Agents of this conspiracy make it their careers. Weishaupt required that they worm their ways into government posts of confidence and policy-making capacities. And then, once there, when positions opened up below them, they would simply bring in other members of the order. By this method, it does not take too many years, ladies and gentlemen, to completely, and I mean completely, occupy an entire country. I might tell you that if you hear some howling in the background, the wind is blowing and there's a snowstorm outside. And so it should add some atmosphere to this broadcast, or at least I hope that it does, since it's going to be with us. Once a government post has been attained, the conspirators are required to promote a steady infiltration of the government by their fellow conspirators. That is what has happened in the United States of America. As partners in crime, they are required to rise as a unit to the defense of their fellow conspirators, to protect them against all charges exposing their conspiratorial associations, to attack, defame, and smear all persons and organizations that undertake to expose the conspiracy, and to persecute and destroy them, and to further the conspiracy in every manner and by every crime that will serve its purpose. They are vile, despicable people. They are required to be traitors to the government that employs them, and to betray those governments into the hands of the current leaders of the conspiracy. In whatever land they are currently working on, or wherever they happen to be at the time. Conspirator agents, ladies and gentlemen, are shifted from one land to another in key capacity in order to ensure against possible reversion to national loyalty. A prime function of internationalism, from the viewpoint of the conspirators, is to instigate and agitate a constant chain of tension, antagonism, terrorism, and warfare between nations, betraying each and every one in turn until they are so weakened that they will fall ready prey to the conspirators who bore from within, like so many worms in a corpse. From the point of view of these conspirators, patriotism assumes the aspects of isolationism that frustrates their schemes. Treason against the rest of the world is, according to Weishaupt's perfectibilism, an essential and laudable trait, a virtue of which only his so-called liberals can be capable. Treason is the essential feature of what the conspirators call internationalism, and their anthem, International, expresses the real nature of the conspiracy, and if you've never heard it, you must listen to the words. Other essential features of the conspiracy that were dictated by Adam Weishaupt that still characterize it today are the following. Listen carefully. A philanthropic pose that pretends to further the good of mankind and working their goodwill on humans. Another one is bipartisanship. Weishaupt demanded that the conspirators have no loyalty except to the conspiracy, that they never hesitate to pretend adherence to any and every cause in the interest of infiltrating them and taking them over for the furtherance of the conspiracy. They were required to dedicate lifetimes to the conspiracy. This gives it continuity during centuries. The assignment of these conspirators is perpetual and is in many instances hereditary, handed down from father to son and mother to daughter. during unfavorable periods for the conspiracy, its agents simply go underground, continuing their activities in posts given them by fellow conspirators that by preference are in the field of education, where they can continue their subversive propaganda among the rising generation. You see, the future belongs to the children. If they can brainwash or propagandize the children into accepting their ideas, the future is won, ladies and gentlemen. It is in their hands, the pearl of great price is within reach. When the political climate becomes more favorable for the conspirators, they emerge into the open in government posts, once again carrying on as they are today in the United States of America. You can identify them easily. It is strikingly illustrated in the activities of Weishaupt's followers in the United States. Adherents of Woodrow Wilson vanished from the public scene into cloistered halls and emerged in 1933 after years of hibernation as the exultant agents of the new Fair and Ike deals. The consequence of the perseverance of the conspirators is the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that with few exceptions, most of the members of Congress in all parties are their agents. And that's why it doesn't matter who you elect, nothing changes. We keep marching into our own destruction. Deceit, cunning, lies, manipulation of the conspirators who are enjoined from revealing their identification with the conspiracy and impressed with the necessity of denying their adherence. Venomous vindictiveness are visited by them, and all who betray or expose them. The extent of the goodwill towards fellow men of the Illuminists is epitomized in Weishaupt's advice to them. He said this, listen carefully, quote, apply yourself to the art of counterfeiting, of masking yourself and spying on others, of picking their minds, end quote. And for the purpose of carrying out his conspiracy, Weishaupt organized his order of Illuminati as a rigidly regimented hierarchy in which each member was pledged to secrecy under threat of reprisal, persecution, torture, and death at the hands of the Gestapo, symbolized by the insignia of the order. And to absolute unquestioning obedience and abject submission and loyalty to superiors. You see, the members of the Order of Illuminati, like the members of their successor, the Communist Party, were intended to constitute the ruling class of a world dictatorship that would enslave all mankind. They were marshaled into several classes or degrees that in rising rank were classified roughly as follows. The first were novices or initiates, lesser Illuminati. Second, Freemason. Ordinary Scottish and Scottish knights, and third, the mystery classes, including two grades of priests, regents, potentates, grand potentates, magus, and king. Only the mystery classes were admitted to a knowledge of the criminal purposes of the Order of Illuminati at the highest of degrees. At the lower degrees, you have a bunch of bumbling fools who really believe that they're doing good for the community, don't understand what they belong to, don't understand the symbology. They go through the rituals of the lodge every time they meet, and they don't even know what it represents or what they're doing. Because they're really there for material gain. And for that, ladies and gentlemen, most people would do just about anything. This prominent belief that most people are good at heart just isn't true, ladies and gentlemen. Some people are very good at heart, and without them there would be no society. But most people, the sheeple, ladies and gentlemen, are selfish, ignorant, apathetic, and would sell their soul for success in the marketplace or in their business or whatever it is that they value so much. They seek perpetual gratification like children and must have it now. The adherents of Adam Weishaupt's Illuminati order exploit this base nature of the human animal, and they exploit it well. Like the founding fathers of the United States of America, the adherents of the higher degrees of the order are geniuses when it comes to understanding human nature. Deceit and cunning of the conspirators prevail. The organization of the order that Weishaupt conceived and created for the purpose of carrying out his brutal, destructive conspiracy that was intended to rob, despoil, and enslave mankind and to restore medievalism, that was intended to seduce mankind to overthrow its old misrulers for new ones who were even more ruthless and cruel than the old, was closely patterned on the old order which he pretended to wish to destroy. It owed much to the discipline of the Society of Jesuits in which Weishaupt had been trained, in which he hated, or at least pretended that he hated, and to the Order of Teutonic Knights, an extension of the ancient Knights Templar, the centuries-old group that had been granted by the Vatican the right to bring the faith to the Slavic heathen at the point of the sword. They subsequently interpreted this grant as a mission to rule the world. Their motto and objective was Deutschland über alles, a world dictatorship of German rulers. But this isn't German in nature, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, the upper echelon of the Order of Illuminati is made up of all different nationalities and people who outwardly profess certain religious beliefs, but in truth don't believe those religious teachings at all. They are loyal to only the order, and they believe only in the religion of the order, and they work only toward the furtherance of the agenda of the order, the completion of the great plan, the great work, the complete and utter and total subjugation of all of the peoples of the world to the rule of their benevolent dictatorship under a world socialist totalitarian government. That is where we are headed. Can you hear the wind? Weishaupt dictated as the basic principle of his order the maxim, the end justifies the means. All concepts of civilization, of honesty, honor, decency, morality, ethics, and humanity he scorned and cast aside as the despised roots of the weakness that would betray mankind, their civilized adversaries, into the hands of the conspirators. Lying, deceit, manipulation, craftiness, cunning, shiftiness, dishonesty, brutality, ruthlessness, and murder he actually enshrined as virtues. In the true etymology and sense of the word source of power, Weishaupt dictated that these virtues were to be inculcated into the young, rising generations, ladies and gentlemen, through which all the devices of education, entertainment, and propaganda, he directed that wholesome parental discipline over them should be destroyed so as to make the children ready prey of his ghoulish crew. You wondered what happened to your children? You wonder why each generation gets dumber and dumber and dumber? It's not by accident. I can assure you it takes work to do that. It takes a plan. It takes parents who really don't care and hand their children over to the National Education Associates change agents in your local school so that they can be brainwashed and indoctrinated into the new socialism. From time immemorial, crafty men have connived and struggled for mastery of the minds of their more naive fellow men, for control of man's mind means control of his body, his wealth, his fortune, and his destiny. Such struggle, ladies and gentlemen, for ostensibly benign purposes is manifest in the history of religion. For malign purposes, it has always constituted an essential feature of every conspiracy against humanity and is used for the creation of intolerance and hatreds that serve the purposes of the conspirators. It is the Hegelian dialectic at work. The process of gaining control of minds en masse goes by various names: education, especially public education, propaganda, and in its most brutal form, brainwashing. Professor Weishaupt, as an educator, was fully aware of how much greater is the potency of control of man's mind than control of his body. He dictated a pattern of conversion of education and all media of mass communication to subversive propaganda. And this has become quite familiar to all of us through the activities of the agencies of our so-called philanthropic foundation trust. That includes the Carnegie and Rockefeller foundations and of all the schools, colleges, and universities, newspapers, periodicals, the communist news network, CNN. The Communist Broadcasting Service, CBS, the National Broadcasting Communists, NBC, and the Allied Broadcasting Communists, ABC. And then there's the Public Broadcasting Communists on PBC. All indoctrinating, all propagandizing, none of them telling you the truth. And then there's Hollywood. Libraries. Have you noticed that certain books are disappearing from the libraries of the nation and from the Library of Congress? Clubs, societies, especially the secret and fraternal orders, and other agencies of mass communication dominated by the Order of Illuminati. You don't have to take my word, folks. You don't have to take my word. In fact, I admonish you not to. Listen to everyone, read everything, believe absolutely nothing unless you can prove it in your own investigations. If you really believe what has happened to this country has happened by accident, then you're playing poker, folks. With no cards. Adam Weishaupt was also the reviver of the most forceful forms of brainwashing made familiar to the world by the cavalry, the Inquisition, the Gestapo, the OGPU, the NKVD, the Black Hand, in the form of his terroristic espionage organization known as the Insinuating Brothers, symbolized by the pyramid-mounted eye, known today as the Order of Illuminati. Weishaupt wrote, and I quote, "It is also necessary to gain the common people to our order. The great means to do that end is influence in the schools," end quote. He required of his followers that they yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hands. It is interesting, ladies and gentlemen, to note that the entire occasional letter number one, issued in 1904 by John D. Rockefeller and Reverend Frederick Gates, his almoner, as a statement of the purposes of their philanthropy, the General Education Board is virtually paraphrased from the writings of Adam Weishaupt, both held to the premise, quote, "Man is the most contemptible of all animals because it is the only animal that can be induced to destroy itself," end quote. He said this, he wrote it. That's what he thinks of you. They think you are stupid sheep, animals, ripe for the plucking. And since you are going to fall prey to someone, why not to them? Weishaupt dared to go one step further than his followers. He openly expressed his contempt and openly reveled in the despicable stupidity of his brainwashed followers. And he wrote this, quote, "The most admirable thing of all, the most admirable thing of all is that the great Protestant and Reformed theologians who belong to our order see in it the true and genuine mind of the Christian religion. Oh, man, what can you not be led to believe," end quote. Most people don't know that Martin Luther wore as a ring, which was his official seal, the rose and cross, which was another extension of Weishaupt's order of the Illuminati. Weishaupt demanded blind and abject adherence to the order's party line as dictated by himself and only himself through all its deviousness, lies, contradictions, falseness, and deceit, complete acceptance of mental warping and brainwashing, and unquestioning physical submission. Any follower who questioned or resisted his dictates or who failed in abject submission was purged or disappeared or was found murdered somewhere. He had no scruples about saying that he sought to lure dupes into his order, and he wrote, quote, "These people swell our numbers and fill our treasury. Get busy and make these folks nibble at our bait, but do not tell them our secrets. They are not to be admitted to the secret degrees and knowledge of the conspiracy to enslave them, the true purpose of the order. They must be made to believe that the low degree that they have reached is the highest," end quote. And that is what many Master Masons of the Blue Lodge sincerely believe. They have been duped. And no wonder. Anyone who would join an organization which they know nothing about and are told in the beginning they can know nothing about until they've gone through the initiation process and up the ladder of the several degrees is a fool to begin with. And then they sit there thinking that they know it all, parroting that there is no conspiracy. How would they know? How would they know when they're on the very bottom rung of the ladder believing that they are at the top? Amazing, isn't it? How you can destroy men with a little mysticism and the promise of a secret that they never, ever obtain, except for a very few who are nurtured and watched and tested for loyalty and belief, who are helped up the ladder by their mentors until they get to the top and find out that, lo and behold, there is no secret except the secret of how to hold out the carrot of a secret to entice and control others. They don't have any secret, folks. The purpose of life is to live it. And if you're looking for any other reason for living, you're going to spend your life chasing your tail and going around in circles. There is no other reason. The purpose of life is to live it in and of itself. And you can make it a good life or a bad life, whatever you determine you wish to do with it. It is your life. But if you want to waste it trying to look for some mystical purpose of your existence, you are doomed. Because there isn't any. It's like living in California and your TV doesn't work, so you take a trip to New York City to find out why, when all you had to do was look behind it pick up the plug and stick it in the wall. It would be difficult, ladies and gentlemen, to express more concisely the objectives of Weishaupt's conspiracy in the field of educational propaganda than was done in the occasional letter number one of Rockefeller's General Education Board. It reads as follows, and I quote, "In our dreams, we have limitless resources, and the people yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hands. The present educational conventions fade from our minds, and unhampered by tradition, we work our own goodwill upon a grateful and responsive rural folk. We shall not try to make these people or any of their children into philosophers or men of learning or of science. We have not to raise up from among them authors, editors, poets, or men of letters. We shall not search for embryo great artists, painters, musicians, nor lawyers, doctors, preachers, politicians, statesmen, of whom we have an ample supply. The task we set before ourselves is very simple, as well as a very beautiful one, to train these people as we find them to a perfectly ideal life just where they are. So we will organize our children and teach them to do in a perfect way the things their fathers and mothers are doing in an imperfect way in the homes, in the shops, and on the farm," end quote. Trading. They specialize in real money, gold and silver coin, precious metals in all of their various forms, including bullion, commemorative strikings, medallions, whatever you want, they have it. But I suggest that you stick to real money, gold and silver coin. Why? Because it's the only thing throughout the history of the world that has maintained its value no matter what has happened to the paper money system or the economy of nations or wars being fought or anything else. Downfalls of kings and queens, it has made no difference. And people who have had real money in their possession during these catastrophes have been the only ones who have survived. All others are destroyed during these cyclical disasters. And one is coming in the United States of America, you can be sure of that. Call 1-800-289-2646, ladies and gentlemen. Do it now. Get your hands on some real money. Ask for a current copy of the newsletter. You'll be glad that you did. A great weight will come from off your shoulders, and you will know that you have at least done something that will preserve a part of your assets. Even if it's a small part, it's better than nothing. And it doesn't cost a fortune like you may think. You can set up a plan where you contribute so much money each month to obtain what you need. Right now, it's non-confiscatable and non-reportable, but I cannot guarantee you that will be the case tomorrow. So if you wait until tomorrow, you might defeat your purpose. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now, folks. You'll be so glad that you did. Look around at the faces of your loved ones. If you cannot, at this time, look them right in the eye and tell them that you've taken the necessary steps to preserve your assets, and I'm not talking about investing in the stock market that could crash tomorrow and destroy your assets. I'm talking about investing in a real commodity that has intrinsic worth in and of itself that will not disappear no matter what. If you can't tell them that right now, then you must make this call. And if you don't make the call, you must go into the bathroom and look yourself in the mirror and admit to yourself that you really don't love them at all. You're playing some kind of game. Don't look to Big Brother to take care of you if this disaster happens. It will be Big Brother that is the disaster. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. Second, the intent to brainwash or mold. Third, the abandonment of tradition, science, and learning. Fourth, the dictatorship objective. Fifth, the intent to regiment the peasantry into a caste system just where they are. Sixth, the intent to reduce national intelligence to the lowest common denominator and to destroy parental influence, which has been so successful that it has given the country a terrifying wave of juvenile delinquency. Seventh, contempt of the people who were also called our children by the tyrannic czar, the little white father. Seventh, the element of deceit that entered the situation when the too frank avowal of the true purposes of the foundation became recognized shortly after it was founded, and the Rockefellers belied their intent to reduce intelligence to the lowest denominator and posed as patrons of art, letters, and science. Eighth, the element of subversion and un-Americanism, the avowed intent to overthrow accepted customs and institutions to serve the purposes of the Rockefeller Illuminati sponsors and to further their plots and schemes. And finally, perfectibilism, the perfecting of human nature, wise ops, dream, and sham. The great confidence game is worked upon us all the while, thinking that we are brilliant and smart and it can't happen to us and it can't happen here. This happens in other places. It happens in Germany. This happens in Europe. This happens in South America. This happens in South Africa. It can't happen here. Isn't that what you say? Don't deny it. I hear you say it every day. Like his followers and their public relation henchmen, Professor Weishaupt was a master propagandist. He took special pains to lure into the order of Illuminati the top names of the era among the philosophers, authors, newsmen, and all who had at their disposal the media of mass communication. And the order, in turn, undertook to enhance the effectiveness of the propaganda of its members by boosting and promoting them in a spirit of mutual admiration. How do you think Rush Limbaugh came from an obscure radio station in Sacramento to be broadcasting on over 600 radio stations across the nation? And he sits there on half of his brain, spinning you around in circles, telling you that he is a conservative and promoting things like NAFTA and GATT, which pull down our borders, destroy our sovereignty, take jobs away from the American people, and you call him up and say, "Ditto from Missouri, Rush. Boy, you've sure awakened me." How has he awakened you? He has kept you from the truth. He doesn't talk about the real enemies of the Republic. He doesn't give you any real solutions. He spins you around and round like a top on the table until you fall off the edge and shatter into a million pieces. That is what's happening to America. Why do you think they pay Dan Rather $2 million a year to be a talking head on national television? Do you really believe Dan Rather is worth $2 million? Does he do anything that is worth $2 million? Yes, for the Illuminati he does. He keeps you ignorant and stupid and tells you what they want you to believe. And you sit there and you listen and you believe it. They pull the strings and you dance. They pipe the tune and you sing the words that they wrote to your children, who then become dutiful little puppets after you. The order enhances the effectiveness of the propaganda of its members by boosting them and promoting them. Why do you think George Bush invited Rush Limbaugh to sleep in the White House and to sit by Barbara Bush during the Republican National Convention? So that you would believe that he was important and that he was telling you the truth. They lifted him from obscurity and they presented him to you as the conservative Messiah. He, in turn, tells you the truth and you don't listen. I have heard him say many times that he is just an entertainer, that he does what he does for ratings and for money. And if he couldn't get ratings being a conservative and espousing the conservative ideal, I heard him say this on his own show. He told you the truth and you're not listening. He said he would espouse the liberal point of view if that would get him higher ratings and more money in his pocket. And you don't listen. Dittos from New York, Rush. Why are people so proud of calling themselves ditto heads? I can't understand it. And folks, this isn't about Rush Limbaugh, really. I'm using him as an example. I could use anybody in the media. Anybody. Anybody that rises to that level must espouse the Illuminist point of view, or they are not allowed to rise at all. You see, in order to neutralize the conservative forces in this country are those who believe that they're conservative. It's it's really labeled, it means nothing. You're either an American or you're not, and that's the truth of the matter. But they had to give these people some kind of a belief that they had a spokesperson in the media so as to neutralize them, so that they could not get behind someone who would truly be their spokesperson and lift them up to represent them truthfully. It is the way the conspiracy works. It is the way it has always worked. Promote them in a spirit of mutual admiration. The ranks of the Order of Illuminati were filled with literati, the intelligentsia, who realized the material advantages of its support, not understanding through a study of history, which even historians don't seem to really believe, that as soon as the Illuminati rise to power and install their socialist linchpins in the highest levels of government, the first people that they eliminate are the intelligentsia, the literati who brought them to power. It's written in the misery of all of the countries that have allowed socialism to take them over. And all you have to do is look at the history of those countries to see what is going to be the history of this country if we allow it to continue. I am continually amazed at all of this. In the ranks of the Illuminati are to be found encyclopedists, Voltaire and Rousseau, who played so large a role in the preliminary propaganda that prepared the way for the French Revolution that was engineered by the Order. In Germany, its ranks were joined by Goethe, Engels, and Karl Marx. Marx's Communist Manifesto that publicized the administrative aspects of the Illuminist Socialist Communist conspiracy was directly plagiarized from Weishaupt's teachings and writings. Marx himself was an abject failure at everything he did, a miserable man, a racist, a man who deserted his wife and children. And most of what is attributed to the writings of Karl Marx are really the plagiarized writings of Friedrich Engels. Yet these poor, silly people look to Marx as some kind of a genius, savior for the abject failures of the world. If you look in any socialist organization, that's usually what you'll find. Rejects, failures, losers. And that's why they adopt socialism. It promises them that Big Brother will take care of them. They don't have to succeed. They don't have to become anybody. They don't have to exert themselves. They don't even have to work. Is it any wonder that they find it easy to swell their ranks whenever they need to do it? In America, DeWitt Clinton, Thomas Paine, Thomas Jefferson, Clinton Roosevelt, Benjamin Franklin were among the Illuminist adherents. Ben Franklin was the master of the Lodge of Nine Muses in France. In America, he pretended to be an abject Christian, moral and ethical man. There's no doubt that he was a genius. When he was in France, he surrounded himself with prostitutes and bottles of champagne and drank himself into oblivion. It's a matter of historical record. But I know you don't want to hear such things. Everyone, I don't care who it is hiding from some truth or other. And I'm going to tell you now that Jesus Christ told us the greatest truth that we ever need to hear. When he said, "Seek ye the truth, and the truth shall make you free." If you hide from the truth, you can never be free. If you seek the truth, no matter how much it hurts, if you recognize it, if you display it, if you live the truth, you will be free. And that's the only way that you will be free. There is no other way. for lies enslave you. A fantasy world is marked by its boundaries, and that becomes your prison. For to venture out of the fantasy into the truth cannot be done if you are living in fantasy. Any more than a murderer can climb over the walls of his prison without suffering the consequences of a bullet in the back. Lies enslave, truth frees. Truth liberates. Truth hurts. The Illuminati overlooks no source of support and revenue for its philanthropic order, thus setting an example that the successors have invariably followed. Weishaupt undertook to be all things to all men and women, just like American politicians. They'll go down the street to the meeting of the union and promise the union members everything that they want. They'll go down the street a little further later that same night to a meeting of industrialists and managers and promise them that they will get whatever they want and that he will suppress the unions. The union believes what Bill Clinton says, and the managers believe what Bill Clinton says, and it doesn't mean anything using the name Bill Clinton. It could be Newt Gingrich or Bob Dole or any of them. They are all the same. Traitors working treason upon us. I don't care what name you pin upon their shirt. They're all engaged in the same treason. Now, you know why William Clinton named me in a White House memo as the most dangerous radio host in America. Not because I'm carrying an assault rifle. What is an assault rifle? If I hit you with a hammer, it's an assault hammer. A rifle is simply a rifle. They attach those names like that so that you will betray yourselves and give up your power into the hands of those who want to enslave you. Not because I carry an assault rifle or an assault hammer, but because I carry and wield the truth unmercifully. That is why I'm the most dangerous radio host in America. That is why Bill Clinton is afraid of me. That is why all of the politicians in Washington, D.C. are afraid of me. They are scared to death that you will listen and that you will investigate and that you will seek out the truth and expose it to the light of day and return this nation to freedom, to the guaranteed constitutional republic. That gave birth to the freest people and the greatest nation that has ever existed upon the face of this earth. That they are in the process of destroying. To dream about their utopian socialist world government. You can be free or you can be a slave. It's up to you. It is up to the American people, for we are the last bastion, the last line of defense in the world against this creeping malignancy. If we allow ourselves to be disarmed and plunge into socialism, then the human race will go backwards in its evolution into enslavement from which it escaped when our founding fathers created the United States of America. The ultimate achievement of all humankind, by the way. And until this nation was created, no people had ever existed upon the face of this earth free at any time in the history of the world. They had all been owned, controlled, manipulated, enslaved by sultans, emperors, emirs, kings and queens, lords. You really want to go backwards? Is that really what you want? Is that the destiny of the human race? I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Voice of Freedom. Broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. The Hour of the Time is also carried on WRMI, worldwide shortwave, 9955 kilohertz, Monday through Friday, 5 until 7 Eastern Standard Time. Second hour. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who have a computer, we now have a web page, and I'm going to give you that information right now so that you can get on your computer and take a look at it. I've had a look at it, and it's magnificent. I didn't put it together. Somebody else did. Dave did. And he did a wonderful job. And I want to publicly, right now, thank you, Dave, for what you did. /BELIEVER. That's http://www.telepath.com/ /believer. Once again, http://www.telepath.com/ /believer. His followers, emulating him, sought to be all things to all men and women, and promised everyone fulfillment of his or her needs and desires, no matter how contradictory. Weishaupt organized a ladies' auxiliary of the Order of Illuminati that was limited, ladies and gentlemen, to virtuous or relatively virtuous women whom he promised protection of hearth and home. You know it as co-masonry. He also organized a women's auxiliary for tramps, bums, and prostitutes to whom he promised a monopoly of the favors of the husbands of the members of the ladies' auxiliary. Pretty smart, huh? This method has been followed faithfully by Weishaupt's successors in the conspiracy. And between the two orders of women has been able to garner the material to blackmail the leaders of the community whenever they attempted to get out of hand. Several members of groups offered Weishaupt special problems. The Protestant princes and rulers of Germany and Europe were delighted with Weishaupt's plans to destroy the Catholic Church, and they flocked to the order. They brought within control of the Masonic order in which they initiated Weishaupt and his fellow conspirators in 1777. subsequently at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, they effected a merger of the Order of Illuminati and the Masonic Order. Weishaupt sought and welcomed the powerful support of these rulers. But he realized that he must not permit them to suspect that in furtherance of his internationalist goal of one world dictatorship, the order was dedicated to destroying them also. Isn't it amazing? I find it absolutely amazing, even terrifying, tragic, and sometimes abjectly hilarious. Humorous to the point of heart attack time. Weishaupt craftily solved this problem by limiting the princes and rulers to the lower degrees and barring them from the knowledge of the true purposes of the order that were revealed cautiously only to those in the higher degrees. Renegade Jesuits, whom Weishaupt initially welcomed, then rejected, and finally welcomed once again into the order, and Jews, who were initially rejected and later were welcomed, also constituted special problems. Eventually, however, Weishaupt and his successors welcomed into the order these groups and all others that could be trusted to be thoroughly discontent with the prevailing order, and he learned how to manipulate and control them all. Each different group thinking that they were working their own agenda for their own furtherance of their own happiness. Never caught on, not even to this day, that they are manipulated for the furtherance of the Order of Illuminati, according to Weishaupt's plans and for no other agenda. And it was primarily renegade Catholics, chronic malcontents and revolutionaries among the Protestants and Jews who were selectively advanced to the highest degrees and innermost secrets of the Order of Illuminati and its successor organizations. And that's why you see so many of these people engaged in treason and destruction of the Republic. But it is a mistake to say that it is the Catholics. It is a mistake to say that it is the Jews. For most Catholics and most Jews don't even understand what's happening to them, much less are they participating in any plan or agenda to bring it about. In time, crafty, cunning use was made of the Jews by the Illuminist conspirators. Special Illuminist lodges were set up among them, such as the Egyptian Rite of Memphis, established by Cagliostro, the Rite of Mizraim, established in Paris, and the Haskalah, Hebrew for enlightenment or Illuminism, in the Slavic countries, and B'nai B'rith in the United States of America, with its propaganda arm, the Anti-Defamation League. The Illuminists gained the support of the Jews by pretending to foster the movement for their liberation and release from the ghetto. More than a century elapsed before it might have become obvious to the Jewish supporters of the Illuminist socialist communist conspiracy that their supposed liberators merely planned to impose on them and on fellow minority dupes far more brutal, murderous forms of serfdom and inhumanity that bear the names of National Socialism, Nazis, and Communism, the Soviet Union, where Jews were enslaved in labor camps and killed and murdered, along with Poles and Gypsies and Slavs and Negroes and Christians. But unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, most of them fail to recognize how they have been betrayed and how they have betrayed themselves and have been duped into the role of cat's paws who further their own destruction by becoming pawns of the master conspirators. And in this country, the only country in the history of the world that has truly welcomed them and given them a place in our society and allowed them to be free with all the rights and protections of all other citizens, some of them have joined with the conspirators to destroy it and once again enslave themselves as they have been throughout the history of the world, thinking that socialism will set them free. Well, Hitler didn't set them free, and Hitler was a socialist. German National Socialist Workers' Party is the true meaning of Nazi. It is not right-wing, could not be right-wing, never has been right-wing. All forms of control lie on the left. The right goes further and further toward anarchy. Somewhere in the middle is the constitutional republic called the United States of America, where all people have one uniting common bond, and that is freedom. And they had better not have the propensity to give it up. For the opposite of freedom is enslavement. Without freedom, you are enslaved. So why are these people working toward that end? Well, for the answer to that, ladies and gentlemen, you have to read Hegel. And I know that most of you have never heard the name before. Asking you to go to your library and look for Hegel's works, which are for the most part tedious and hard reading, but nevertheless will awaken in you the understanding of how you are manipulated by creating clashes between groups and ideas and peoples and races and religions in order to further the conspiracy of the Illuminists. United we stand, united with freedom, under responsibility, working toward the furtherance and the maintenance of freedom with responsibility, we can remain free. Allowing ourselves to be divided and pitted against each other is the sure road to enslavement. And that's the road that we are on right this moment. All of these peoples who have been duped continue to play a prominent but minor role in the conspiracy. As a result of it, they have leaped quite literally from the frying pan into the fire, from the ghetto to the concentration camp and its gas chamber and incinerator, and those things are coming again here in America. Unless we wake up and stop it. In the conspirators' plan for effecting a dictatorship, the device of wiping out individuality through regimentation into organizations dominated by themselves, in which the so-called faceless rank and file are denied any voice, has been relied upon heavily. Today, people unite behind the phony philosophy of political correctness, thinking that they are doing themselves a favor, ducking the truth and inventing lies to sound good and feel good rather than face the truth. And so they deny themselves any voice. The key organizations in this regimentation have been labor unions, political parties, from the very beginning, the control of labor has been one of the first goals dictated by Adam Weishaupt. And the poor members of the unions don't even understand what's going on, for their leaders hobnob in the same clubs with the management that they oppose. Anyone can write for and obtain a list of membership at the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission and see that right along with the scions of industry and the great heads of corporations are sitting the leaders of the labor unions and the labor movement. Great friends, all working toward the same goal. One world, utopian, totalitarian, socialist government. For control of labor, ladies and gentlemen, implies control of the bulk of the populace and control of virtually all production and services. Our industrial base is being destroyed to break up any hope that the common worker in this country will have any political power. And our great industrial base is being changed to a service-based economy, which always pays low wages. Industry has moved out of the United States of America under NAFTA and GATT to places where they don't have to pay anybody hardly anything. And so begins the decline of the standard of living of the freest people who've had the greatest opportunity in the history of the world. These conspirators have assured themselves control of the earnings and wealth of the workers and enabled them to levy a special tax for the privilege of working, for their own private enrichment, and for the further financing of the conspiracy. It has also given the conspirators a weapon with which to blackmail on an unlimited scale under the pretense of welfare, health funds, and pensions, and an endless array of devices which they promise you and you contribute to and your employer contributes to, and then when it comes time to retire, you find those funds have gone, disappeared, they're not there anymore. And so you go back to fall upon the old reliable Social Security, live in a hovel and eat cat food in your old age, until finally your children house you in the old folks' home, out of sight, out of mind, and there you wait to die. Like the knights of medieval times, the conspirator labor leaders represent that they are protecting labor while exploiting, despoiling, looting, and blackmailing the workers. These Illuminists, ladies and gentlemen, carefully hide from their victims that the regimentation and unions is the initial stage of the conspiracy and establishes the framework of the organization, dispels their actual enslavement when the ultimate goal of dictatorship is attained. And the people who are in these unions don't even understand that these unions began as secret societies, extensions of the lodges of the Illuminati, with their secret esoteric rites of initiation and all of the other trappings of the sacrifice in the grove and the worship of the moon and the sun and the stars. They don't even know their own history. Not even the most rabidly radical of the conspirators among the labor leaders dares deny that the workers of Soviet Russia were reduced to slavery through unionization, exactly as planned by Adam Weishaupt and his followers, Roosevelt and Marx. Roosevelt is the one who began the enslavement of the American people under socialism with his New Deal, promising people something for nothing. And these blithering idiots, not understanding that the government doesn't have anything that it can give to the people that doesn't first come from the people and that isn't on the way from the people to the government and back to the people, robbed and depleted by the great bureaucracy which serves it. They would have been better off if they'd have kept their money in their own community. You see, Weishaupt was a master criminal of the type that appears at rare intervals in world history. You think Hitler was bad? You think Hitler had a perverted mind? You think Hitler was a dark genius in history? Study Adam Weishaupt. For it is Adam Weishaupt's Order of the Illuminati under the Tool Society that brought Hitler to power in Germany. Hitler was just another puppet, ladies and gentlemen. Weishaupt, the master criminal, who alone can aspire to attaining mastery over the world by their utter ruthlessness and rule it as one world, their own world, the order of the Illuminati that he created, the great organization of criminals. They aspire to attaining mastery over the world by utter ruthlessness to rule it as one world, their own world. And their allegiance, their loyalty is only to their order, only to their secret esoteric religion, only to the furtherance and completion of their great plan. He operated, Weishaupt operated, as a prince of confidence men. He undertook to convince all elements of society that they would reap vast benefits, all that they desired from his conspiracy, which was cynically designed to betray them all. Workers who were to be enslaved, employers who were to be looted and ruined, rulers who were to be overthrown and executed, clergymen whose religions were to be wiped out. And all of it is happening today in front of your eyes, and you still cannot recognize that this is the culmination, the fruition of a plan brought about centuries ago. You think it is accidental. Don't you think that if everything was happening by accident, that at least some of it would happen in our favor? By the cell type of organization of the conspiracy, Weishaupt undertook to prevent the segregated groups from learning that all of them were to be betrayed instead of being led to salvation. And today it doesn't even matter. Everybody knows that these people are lying to them, but they still promote them, still support them, still give them money, still vote for them, still put them into office. You can't tell me that there's anybody in the United States of America that doesn't understand that a politician, when he's talking to one group, is lying to them, and he goes down to the group that opposes that group he just finished talking to and tells them what they want to hear and lies to them also. Everybody knows it. Nobody seems to care. The conspiracy was well designed to play upon the weaknesses, selfishness, greed, cupidity, and stupidity of the bulk of mankind, the great masses of sheeple that roam across the plains of the earth. All of them looking for a free handout. None of them understanding that nothing is free, and all of the handouts ultimately come from them to begin with. Government has no industry, has no way to make a nickel. All of the money that government has comes from your pockets. And whatever you get from the government has been looted first before you ever even get a penny of it. But you think you're getting something from nothing, something free, don't you? Well, that's something free, ladies and gentlemen, costs you 6 months of labor to pay for every year. You have to work for 6 full months to pay the piper before you can start to work to put anything in your pocket. And I'm being conservative in my estimate because it's really a lot more once you add up all the interest and usury that you pay and the hidden taxes that you don't even know are there. It's more than 6 months. And to think, you really believe that the Founding Fathers instigated a revolution so that they didn't have to pay a few pennies in tea tax. And that's not the reason for the revolution at all. It was because the Bank of England tried to take away our ability to create and control our own money. Robeson, in his Proofs of a Conspiracy, sums up Weishaupt's Illuminist program as follows, quote, "In the lodges, death was declared eternal sleep. Patriotism and loyalty were called narrow-minded prejudices incompatible with benevolence. They meant to abolish laws which protected property accumulated by long-continued and successful industry, and to prevent future accumulations, they intended to root out all religion and ordinary morality, to break the bonds of domestic life by destroying veneration for marriage vows and by taking the education of children out of the hands of parents," end quote. All of this is happening right in front of your eyes, and you don't even understand because you don't study history. You don't read Robeson. You've never picked up a book by Goethe or Hegel or Kant. You never read Aristotle. And these things are not taught in our schools anymore. because the next generation is not supposed to know it. They cannot be slaves if they understand what is being worked upon them. You see, these plans could only derive from a successful imposition on mankind of the organizational aspects of this conspiracy. This organization, modified to adapt it to the American conditions, are embodied in Clinton Roosevelt's book called Science of Government. Direct derivatives of such organization are the administrative phases of Weishaupt's conspiracy. They are, in effect, the following essential measures, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll give you those after this pause. And their henchmen in government who destroyed, debased the monetary system of the United States of America, who took us off of real money, gold and silver coin, and plunged us into the continual and constant and never-ending inflation of a paper counterfeit money system called Federal Reserve Notes, which is not federal. There is no reserve. They are not notes by any legal definition of the term. And they're not dollars. A dollar is a unit of measurement. A specific unit of measurement for a specific weight and purity of silver coin. And that is what's called a dollar. Do you know why that our coins are sandwiched now? You see, our coins used to be real silver, and we used to have real silver dollars. And we used to have silver certificates, which were backed by an equivalent value and weight and purity of silver coin in a vault somewhere, and no dollar could be issued without that backing. They were called silver certificates, and when they said $1, they meant it could be exchanged for $1 in real money. Not anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Now you have what looks like silver coins. You see, these people are very smart. They know that you don't know anything about money, so all they have to do is put up the illusion that you're dealing with money. And so that when they changed, when they debased our coinage, when they destroyed our money system and made our coins out of copper, they just coated it with a substance that appears to be silver on both sides, so that you wouldn't know the difference. But if you turn it on edge and look at it, you'll see that it is a copper coin. Why do they go to the trouble of putting a layer of silver on both sides if it's a copper coin? Why not just make copper coins? It would be cheaper. Well, folks, they don't want you to start asking questions. They don't want you to see that you're really not dealing with silver. And as long as it looks like it's silver, you will accept it as silver. Because for the most part, most people are ignorant, apathetic, and yes, even stupid. We have allowed ourselves to be robbed. Our nation is being stolen right from under our feet. And we all march around knowing that something's terribly wrong, but it can't happen here, and it could never happen to me. You need to learn about money. You need to call Swiss America Trading, ask for a copy of the free newsletter. Tell them that you're a listener to the Hour of the Time, and you'll get red carpet treatment. Ask them how you can get your hands on some real money. And it's not expensive like you might think. You can set up a program where you send so much each month. Once they've accumulated X number of dollars, you get X number of coins, silver or gold, whatever you decide, whatever you choose, and whatever price range you want. But you need to do it. You must do it. For when all of this phoniness comes tumbling down around our ears, as it has always done in all instances that it has ever been propagated in history, if you don't have some real money to fall back on, you're doomed. You are just doomed. I'm sorry to have to say that to your face, but it is the truth. And if I could, I would reach through this microphone right out through the speaker of your radio and slap you upside the head to try to awaken you to the truth of what is happening to you in this country. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. 1-800-289-2646. 2646, folks, and do it now. You'll be glad that you did. I can't guarantee you the gold and silver coins will still be non-confiscatable, non-reportable in the next 2 hours. That they have adapted this conspiracy to American conditions in this country, ladies and gentlemen, are as follows. The overthrow of existent governments and their replacement by a dictatorship of the conspirators in the United States that's being done through regionalism. The states are in the process of disappearing and regional governments are taking over. They are not elected, they are appointed. They are, in fact, dictatorships. The next is looting individuals and nations of their wealth through such devices as violence and war, capital and income taxes, terrorism, confiscatory inheritance taxes, and eventually an end of private ownership of all property, except at the hands of the conspirators who would then own all property and usurp the power that such ownership would yield. Destruction of all religions, supplanting them with doctrines laid down by the conspirators, and the new religion will be secular humanism. You can hear everybody preaching this all over the dial, all over your television set every day. Listen to the man from the Crystal Palace in California, Reverend Schuller. Listen carefully to Paul and Jan Crouch and to Pat Robertson. Listen carefully to what they are telling you, to what they are teaching you. And listen carefully to the Pope, who has just announced to all of the Catholics of the world that the Vatican now accepts as truth the doctrine of biological evolution. I'm making no judgment about what is right is wrong, or what is wrong is right, or who is right or who is wrong. I'm merely pointing out to you the method that this is being enacted upon the American people and upon the world. Destruction of the family and supplanting its discipline by that of the dictators. No more discipline in school. No more discipline by parents. And the family is being destroyed. Internationalism that was required by the conspirators' scheme for control over one world, involving the outlawing of patriotism and the fostering of treason, and that is really what is behind the attack upon American patriots and the militia. And it will get worse. And there will be worse incidents of terror in the heartland and all across the United States. And if they have to do it in order to disarm the American people and bring about their one-world totalitarian utopian socialist government, they will, they are prepared to, and they will detonate an atomic weapon in an American city. And they've been preparing you for it for many months now, telling you that atomic weapons have disappeared from the old Soviet armories, that terrorists are engaged in buying weapons-grade plutonium, that countries like Iraq have nuclear reactors and are engaged in the production of atomic bombs. It's all crap, ladies and gentlemen, and it's designed to make you believe that when this happens in an American city, that we must all disarm, give up the only power that the people have to protect their freedoms, and bow down to a universal world dictatorship in order to secure ourselves from crime and drugs and terrorism. It is a manipulation on a monumental scale. And if Americans give up their arms, that will be the same hour that Americans become enslaved. It will be the day, the minute, the hour that will be marked in the history of the world that the world of human beings went backward. Into enslavement and serfdom, into a new dark age. These aspects of the conspiracy were first widely broadcast with the aid of Clinton Roosevelt and his Illuminist associates by Heinrich Karl Marx, who, as usual, plagiarized them without even intimating that the Weishaupt Illuminous source was the place where he drug all this out. And almost every plank of the Communist Manifesto of Karl Marx and Heinrich Engels has been implemented in the United States of America, except for the elimination of the middle class, the destruction of the economy, and the redistribution of wealth. Those are on the horizon. They will be here soon. Very soon, I can assure you. You don't have to have a crystal ball to know it and be able to predict it. All you have to do is look at history, read their works, see who's in control, and understand the plan that they are following. They have never deviated from their plan, and they have used the exact same methods in every country that they have conquered all over the world. I can see it because I study history. I have been continually right in my predictions, and in fact, I can say with all honesty, and be 100% correct, that I am the only man in the world today who has been consistently accurate in every prediction that I have ever made except for one. I predicted the invasion of Panama within 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. And the only time that I've ever been wrong in a prediction was when I said Manuel Noriega would not be tried in an American court of law because it goes against the law of nations. You cannot. You don't have jurisdiction. You cannot go to a foreign country, kidnap the head of that country, bring it back to your country, and place them on trial. It's an act of war. And all officials of foreign governments have diplomatic immunity. But you see, when I made that prediction, I didn't understand that they were so far along in their plan that nation states are no longer sovereign. The illusion of diplomatic immunity is just that, an illusion. And that the world government is really already in place, and that the armed forces of the United States of America are the police force for that world order, for that world government. Ask Michael New. On July 16, 1782, at the Congress of Wilhelmsbad, an alliance was entered into by the Masonic Order and the Order of Illuminati, which has had tremendous repercussions in world history. The 2,000 lodges of the Order of Illuminati that had come into existence almost overnight joined the lodges of the Masonic Order in a worldwide organization that claimed over 3 million members. The Order of Illuminati started when the American Revolution was already underway, and therefore played no significant part in it. However, before the colonies were united, the Constitution adopted, and our Republic established, 15 lodges of the Order of Illuminati were established in the 13 colonies. In 1785, the Columbian Lodge of the Order of Illuminati was established in New York City. With it were identified Governor DeWitt Clinton, and later Clinton Roosevelt, Charles A. Dana, and Horace Greeley. In 1786, there was established a lodge in Virginia with which was identified Thomas Jefferson. When the Order of Illuminati was exposed as a revolutionary conspiracy in Bavaria and Weishaupt was attacked, Jefferson, an ardent Illuminist, defended Weishaupt as an enthusiastic philanthropist, exactly as Weishaupt had dictated they were to be portrayed to the masses of sheeple. The Order of Illuminati, ladies and gentlemen, rapidly gained such influence in the colonies that its members were able to force the adoption of the Order's insignia as the Great Seal of the United States of America. It can be found on the left side of the reverse of the $1 Federal Reserve note and on the old silver certificates of the Treasury. Its eye mounted on a pyramid signifies the all-seeing eye that was symbolic of Illuminism's terrorist espionage system, the counterpart of the Gestapo, the AGPU, and the NKVD, the KGB, and of the other cruel and brutal spy nets that Weishaupt's disciples have since adopted. In this country, it's known as the Central Intelligence Agency. Placing the symbol in the Great Seal of the USA was a warning that the entire power of the Republic stood behind the very conspiracy that aimed to destroy it and threatened violence supported by terrorist espionage to those who opposed the conspirators. Thus, the Alfred P. Mura Federal Building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, on April the 19th, 1995. Nodus Ordo Seclorum announces the New Deal, the new order of the ages, the new world order of Weishaupt's Illuminus. The date on the insignia and seal base of the pyramid, MDCCLXXVI, or 1776, is not meant as the date of the Declaration of Independence, which occurred in the same year, but is the date of the founding of Weishaupt's conspiracy, the Order of Illuminati. And if you understand the machinations of the Order of the Trapezoid, then you can take those Roman numerals and apply them to the trapezoidal system, as above, so below. You can trace them back to the foundation of the Knights Templar. And you can see their goal is the establishment, ladies and gentlemen, of the Antichrist upon the throne of the world. It is no secret to them. They believe the God of the Bible is the God of darkness, is a charlatan, an unjust, vindictive God, and that Lucifer is the savior of the human race. And that he set men free when he gave man the gift of intellect in the Garden of Eden. And through the use of this gift of intellect, man himself will become God, is the promise of Satan to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Whether you believe it or not, that's what these people believe, and you'd better understand what they believe, because they are in control and they are going to affect you with their beliefs, no matter what you think or care. How about that? Never, ladies and gentlemen, in the history of the world have revolutionary conspirators been more audacious or less suspected. And they're hiding nothing. It is all out in the open. All of it can be found by anyone who wants to look. But the sheep will stumble around with wool over their eyes, bumping into each other, waiting for the Judas goat to lead them into the pens to be sheared, and then up the ramp into the slaughterhouse, bleeding all the time. Bah. Can't happen to me. In Bavaria, as has been stated, the Order of Illuminati was exposed as a nefarious conspiracy, and it was forced underground in 1785. It was actually disclosed by an act of divine intervention when a messenger galloping down a road with saddlebags full of dispatches from Weishaupt's Bavarian Illuminati to another lodge was struck by lightning and was killed and fell off of his horse. The people looked in the saddlebags and found the dispatches and turned them over to the government, who then exposed the conspiracy. In the United States, it continued to thrive and prosper in spite of numerous attacks from public platform and pulpit as a subversive counter-revolutionary conspiracy that aimed to destroy our government and Constitution. But that was the plan all along. You see, this country was really created, ladies and gentlemen, to give the common man a taste of freedom, something that the common man had never had in the history of the world, so as to topple the kings and queens from their thrones. And all of our founding fathers wrote about this. They warned us. They told us that the base nature of the human animal, human nature, would be our downfall. And that if we did not remain eternally vigilant and grasp our freedom and be prepared and willing to die for that freedom, using the tools that they gave us, including the second article and amendment to the Constitution, that we would lose our freedom and would be once again enslaved. They understood human nature, and they understood exactly what was going to happen, that we would backslide into a system of accepting benefits from Big Brother, giving up our freedom in return for a guarantee of a modicum of security. And freedom from hunger. Among the attackers of the Illuminati in 1798 were Reverend Jedediah Morse, President Timothy Dwight of Yale University, now one of the subversive organizations in this country. And to the chagrin of many modern Harvardites, Harvard is the source of most of the traitors who are bringing this country down, Harvard and Yale, and some of the other Ivy League colleges. David Tappan, a Harvard officer, was vehement in his attack of Illuminism. In 1800, following some riots centering about activities of the order in New York City and elsewhere, many Illuminist lodges went underground or completely merged with Masonic lodges. And I hear people say, it's a myth. There's no such thing as the Illuminati. There never was. You just made it up. You're a conspiracy theorist. Well, I got to tell you, folks, if you will obtain a copy of the 1828 edition of Webster's Dictionary and turn to the page that has the definition of Illuminati on it, you will not just see a small paragraph. You'll see a couple of pages of definition of the different derivations of the term illumined, illuminati, illuminist. And it will confirm to you that I did not make it up. It is historical fact. And if you can get some of the early editions of the Encyclopedia Britannica, you will find pages and pages on the Illuminati in there. But they're difficult to find. You see, somebody bought them up and destroyed them. But if you look hard enough, you can still find some of the earliest editions of the Encyclopedia Britannica around, which will clearly tell you that the Order of the Illuminati is not the imagination of William Cooper or anyone else. It is a real subversive organization bent upon the destruction of all existing governments, religions, and organizations of freedom in the world. The goal is to shackle the masses of people and establish a one-world totalitarian utopian socialist order. It is a fact. And it is coming to America and not to your local theater. I'm William Cooper. You've been listening to The Hour of the Time. Good night. God bless you. And may God save this republic. Seek ye the truth, and the truth shall make you free.